Good morning, guys. This is Josh for Friday with Nutrition by Friday, also known as the NBF Podcast. So excited, again, to be talking to you guys today. It's a very, very exciting time. A lot of times people associate this as part of the week as, you know, they start to slow down and start to see what they're doing for the weekend. But in terms of productivity, in terms of living a purpose-driven life, and that's what this segment is going to be on today, living a purpose-driven life. One thing I'm going to actually encourage you to do is to ask yourself really good questions. So I'm thinking we all know the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and really, you know, the Dickens of a Christmas and what that really represents. But I think a lot of times we only see that as a life lesson of really focusing on the most important thing. Whereas there's actually two sides of that, and it's very interesting. It talks about purpose in there, it talks about productivity, and it talks about really priorities as well. So first, we see that Ebenezer Scrooge, his life purpose is to make as much money as he can, to save as much money as he can, and really the limited amount of the amount of money that he's giving away. And I think oftentimes what that looks like to us, we're doing a lot of different things in life. However, we haven't focused on one particular thing that really we haven't focused on the array of things that are going towards our life purpose. It's often said that people spend years and years and years in time, especially, you know, coming from Brian Tracy. He said people normally spend years and time sometimes doing things that they're not naturally good at, or things in which they don't have the ability to achieve a high level of success for years because of something they were told, right? The college route is a great route, but it's not necessarily the same route that everyone that should take. You know, one of the great questions you should ask yourself is, why are you doing something? Is it because someone told you to do that? Is it because you feel a certain way? Or is it because it's your life purpose? So going back to the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, the first time we see Ebenezer Scrooge before he's visited, before, you know, all the ghosts that night, he's actually living his life purpose by limiting the amount of money that he's giving away and really increasing steadily the amount of money that he has coming in. So drastically speaking, he has a change of heart overnight, and he goes from someone who is, I wouldn't say stingy, but penny pushing, not generous at all, very self-motivated, self-directed, to someone who's outward giving, generous, and he starts to give towards the community. In fact, he helps little Timmy and helps, forget his name, but his family as well. And what you see there is a dramatic shift in his life purpose. First, it was just to make all the money in the world, but then it was to use his talent and his God-given abilities to then help those who had less. And it's very interesting because in my eyes, fulfillment never comes at achieving something, because once you achieve something, you want something else. Fulfillment comes along the way. So I would ask, you know, what are you doing today to say, all right, this is my life purpose? As the last episode kind of talked about, purpose is something that can take several years to form. But one of the questions you should really start asking yourself is, why are you doing the thing that you're currently doing? What kind of purpose does that play into for you? If you knew something about what you're doing, or you knew more about what you're currently doing now, would it be a situation that you look back on and said you need to change what you're doing? If that is the case, why are you still currently doing that? So once again, guys, dramatic life purpose, dramatic changes in life come from understanding your purpose in life. Without the formal understanding of where you're going in life, it's really hard to make proper decisions. Based on your value system, so you can then start directing different things that you do. And then what really happens in life is you become productive at a whole nother level. The way that Gary Keller said it, he's the author of The One Thing. He said you can start being appropriate in every moment of your life. And really, productivity is just simply being appropriate in every moment of your life. However, it's really hard to do that when you first don't know what your purpose is, right? Purpose, priorities, productivity. Because without a purpose, how can you then direct what are you to do on a day-to-day fashion? Without priorities, how can you then say, all right, even though I have a purpose, what things should I be doing towards my purpose and what things I shouldn't? And finally, when you're focusing on what your purpose is, then you can start measuring productivity. And in terms of life purpose, you know, look at someone like Steve Jobs, look at someone like Bill Gates. A lot of times people really formally don't understand this dynamic of what that even means. But the big thing is with Bill Gates, he literally spent 7 years of his life working really hard in order for him to do one day, to use the one thing which he did to formally give back. Now he started a cancer foundation to help those with cancer, and he starts giving away as a philanthropist, but he's using the one thing he used all along. He lived his life in such a way to it to be meaningful, for it to mean something. Legacy. That's a really big thing for those who are driven by purpose. Action steps. Ask yourself the question, what is it that you're doing today, and why is it that you're doing that? Second question, if you knew something different about what you were doing, or if you knew more about what you were doing, would you still be currently doing it, or would you decide then that you should change it? Number three, what is one thing that you can do to help you find your life purpose today? Ask your family and friends what you're naturally good at. They normally always have an answer. But let me give a disclaimer here. Sometimes it's because you're naturally good at something does not mean that you should be doing that for the rest of your life. That really is an intuition, you know, type of thing. There's people that are naturally talented at something, but then go on to do something in which they were not naturally talented at. So, once again, it's Nutrition by Friday, because just going through the motions doesn't cut it. Start right, finish strong.